Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the man challenging Mark Amedee for CD2, Sam Kopnik, will be here. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Helen Foley and Susan Fisher. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and reviewjournal.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Everything in our lives is happening faster. But instead of just keeping up, Envy Energy plans ahead so that Nevada families have the energy they need now and well into the future.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are back with Sam Kopnik, who is the Democratic candidate for Congressional District 2. Sam, welcome to Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right. So, Sam, this is the first time you've ever run for office. I mean, not high school vice president or anything. So why did you decide to run in this district for this office this year?
I've always been fairly disinterested in politics. Always seemed like a bunch of petty squabbling to me. Then a few months ago, the SOPA bill was threatening to go through the House.
Okay, the SOPA bill. Mm-hmm. Tell our viewers what that is.
That was the Stop Online Piracy Act, which would basically have neutered many of the sites that everybody goes to every day. And it would have been
such as
Facebook, Yahoo, all these sites that host user data would have been threatened to be taken down just from one simple request from a user that thought that they might have content on there that wasn't up there legally.
And now, is this to get child porn, or is this to get people who are bootlegging movies?
Ostensibly, it was for the movies and the music, but okay. Realistically, it could have been used for any number of nefarious reasons. And Representative Amedee was one of the co-sponsors for that, so that just got a lot of us in the tech industry indignant, and Republican, Democrat alike. We got together and decided that enough was enough, and we needed somebody in the House that knows something about technology. And I guess that was me.
All right. So you were, kind of a surprise. How long have you been a Democrat?
Well, I've been a Democrat for about a year and a half now. I was a Republican up until 2003. Left for philosophical reasons, and was independent for several years there.
So in the Democratic primary, I mean, you beat some people who had a name. I mean, Sam Dinay, I guess he's known for being a little nutty, a little crazy, if you've seen any local government meetings. Zamora Rodriguez, who a small businesswoman who was run before. Were you surprised that you were able to prevail in the primary?
Utterly shocked. I talked with Zamora a lot, and very, very nice lady. And talking with her friends at the Democratic headquarters in Carson City, they were shocked that she lost as well. But here we are.
So have you gotten any calls from Harry Reid, from the National Democrats, about their support for you in this race? Or do they see, in your opinion, do they see CD2 as this is going to be a Republican seat? It's pretty substantially mm-hmm. Republican. It's going to remain Republican.
A little bit of both, actually. I've gotten a couple of congratulatory postcards from different people. Haven't got any phone calls from Harry yet. Still waiting on that. But they do see it as a seat that's basically unwinnable, that I'm an outsider, and they're not even sure if I'm a real Democrat at this point. They think I might be some sort of an outsider trying to just make the race that much easier for Mark Amadei.
So Washoe County is going to be ground zero. This is one of the places where both Governor Romney, President Obama are going to be targeting, are going to be sending in their resources. Are you in this to win, or are you in this because it seemed like a neat thing to do?
It started out because it was a neat thing to do. I wanted to see how this worked from the inside. But now, I mean, why play a game if you're not in it to win it?
So if you're elected, what are some of the things you want to accomplish in the House beyond the Online Piracy Act?
There's a number of things that I think that the government could benefit from changing. I would love if I had the power to just enforce term limits for every elected official. I think that would clean up a lot. Right now, the average age in Congress is 61. I'm 31, so I'm hoping to lower that just by that virtue alone and start getting a new generation into there to start thinking of the new solutions to these problems.
Now, a lot of the solutions, you know, a lot of the young people there, they're talking about solutions like looking at Medicaid and looking at Social Security entitlements. Are those things that, or Medicare and Social Security entitlements, are those things that you would take kind of a different look at as a younger person, or do you have a position that's in line with the Democratic Party where we don't want to touch entitlements?
I think any government program can be streamlined a little bit, and I would like to take a look at anything that we've got. I mean, those programs have been around for so long that they just tend to accumulate cruft as the years go by. So I like their place as a civilized nation. I think we should be judged based on how we treat our poor and our elderly, and I like having those programs there as kind of a safety net. Now, whether or not they're run the most efficiently is anybody's guess. I would love to see the numbers and actually crunch them. But I want to keep those programs there. Just also want to look at them and see if they can benefit from a little bit of streamlining.
You know, one of the things that has been a big news story in the last year has been the American the Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. Is that something, if you were elected, would you vote for its repeal, or do you think what we have in that law is good, and would you vote to continue it being implemented?
That's probably the toughest question I've been asked in a really long time. I like the idea of it. I really like the idea of pre-existing conditions not stopping somebody from getting insurance and just lowering the cost of medical care to begin with. I'm still not sure whether or not the law is actually constitutional. So whether I would
vote... Well, the Supreme Court, I mean, they've ruled. They've said, yes, it is constitutional. Not in the Commerce Clause, but yes, it is constitutional under Congress's taxing authority.
Right, but they also ruled that corporations are people, and I don't necessarily agree with that one either.
So you don't know if you would vote. I mean, do you feel that the law may be unconstitutional? Do you agree with the mandate or not?
I don't agree with the mandate. I know that was a deal reached with the insurance companies, and it had to be done, but I don't like it from my own point of view, being forced to purchase something for the act of living. But at the same time, if it's what got the law pushed through that helps all these people, then it might be something that we just have to deal with.
All right. We are going to be right back with Sam Kopenick on Nevada Newsmakers.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is coming to South Reno. Enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
My name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com. The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
We are back with Sam Kopanek, candidate for Congressional District 2. Now, Sam, before the break, you said you are a Democrat who disagrees with a health care mandate. It seems like the Democratic Party, both the Democrat and the Republican Party, have kind of gotten away from some of that middle ground and have become more extreme. What you're saying would put you kind of outside of that box, where it seems like, you know, the Blue Dog Democrats have kind of been pushed and pushed aside, and their numbers have shrunk. If you're elected, would you be in the Blue Dog caucus?
Entirely possible. It really depends on their corporate league system too. But when it comes down to it, it's not what's best for the party. It's what's best for the country, what's best for your state, what's best for your constituents. And I think people have gotten so caught up on what I call rah-rah politics, where you start treating your political party like your sports team. And you root for them, and you stand by them no matter what. And if they make a mistake, well, you just write it off.
Okay, now you're a Republican, then an independent, then a Democrat. So why the change? Why did you decide to make that jump?
I like to think I didn't change. I stayed right where I was, and the entire political spectrum kind of shifted to the right a little bit in this country over the last 8 years. And I still believe the same thing, small government, low taxation. But when it comes down to it, the Republicans don't really believe in that anymore. And I think there's a large silent majority of people like me that are centrist. We just want to get things done.
The Republicans don't agree with that. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Democrats really don't agree with that, especially when you look at some of the legislation that they have passed. They're not the party mm-hmm. of small, limited, individualistic, less intrusive government. So why'd you make that jump over to the donkey team?
Social issues mostly. I think that, as I said before, it can be judged on how we treat our poor and our elderly, and they do a better job of that, at least theoretically, than the Republicans do. And the Republicans, it seems like it's every man for yourself, and if you're poor, then there's a good reason that you're poor and you should stay poor. The Democrats at least try to put a safety net under there for the people that just are having a tougher go at it.
Okay, so let's switch this up a bit. You talk about education and how important education is and how important technology is in education. When you talk to the folks in the teachers union, they don't want to see distance-based learning. They want to see kind of that traditional classroom model. And it's hard to do things on a federal level as far as education goes. But if you had that power, would you try to take that approach and have more distance-based learning? Or do you think the traditional system that we have for education is working all right?
Well, I can only speak for myself. I've done both in grad school, distance-based learning for a ton of classes, and I honestly got a lot more out of the physical classroom than I got out of the distance learning. There just seems to be more discipline and more of an incentive to interact with other students. So I would like to continually push at. Now, that doesn't mean we can't bring technology into classrooms. Right now, we're trying to diversify Nevada's economy and start bringing in new players. We've got a couple of big hitters right now, Microsoft, Intuit, Amazon, Apple. Hopefully we'll be here soon with our big data center, and we need an intelligent workforce to start manning these places. And that starts at the grade school level and leads up. We need to get these kids comfortable with technology from the get-go.
Now, we're taping this ahead of time, but President Barack Obama has announced support, and really not much different than what he's been saying the whole time. He's announced support for extending the Bush tax cuts to people making under $250,000. Of course, that is at loggerheads with the Republican position, who says we should extend the tax cuts across the board. Where would you come down on that debate?
I've got to come down on extending the tax cuts just to the middle class. And I hate to come down on the rich, because obviously they are a huge benefit to society, but they can do with the cut a lot better than the middle class can.
Do you think that does hurt? The argument is that does hurt people who are trying to create jobs, especially your small business people, your people who, you know, hire more people than anybody else in this country. It's the small businessmen. Do you agree would you disagree that would be a disincentive to jobs, especially with having the expense of this health care bill that's passed, and there's a lot of trepidation there for these folks to go out and hire new people?
I wouldn't necessarily agree that it's impacting the small business. I would like to obviously talk to more of the small business owners about that, but for most of them, most of the ones that I've talked to aren't making enough money to be in that outside of that tax cut range.
So let's get to politics a bit. And since you're a new guy, since this is the first time you've ever run for anything, are you going to do the traditional thing, like knock on doors, signs? You probably, I don't know if you have a lot of money for TV, but how are you going to approach getting out there and getting your message to the voters?
Well, the problem is that Nevada's 2nd District is the largest district that's not an entire state in the country. So going door to door is going to be a bit problematic. It would be nice to have that option, but this isn't an ideal situation. And I've gotten so tired of hearing about President Obama and Mitt Romney raising billions of dollars for the campaign, I decided not to raise any money whatsoever.
Okay, so I mean, you're just running a shoestring, bare bones. So how are you going to go about then if you're not raising money? I mean, do you do it through Facebook? Do you do it through Twitter? I mean, what's the plan?
The plan is social media. Obviously, that's going to be huge, but we want to reach everybody. So just going to visit these towns, visiting some of these town meetings, talking to people, I think that's going to make a huge difference. And just getting out there and being visible.
All right. Sam Kopenick, good luck. Thank you very much. We're going to be right back with our Power Pundit Panel on Nevada Newsmakers.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Oh, beautiful, four spacious skies, four amber waves of gray, four purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway and Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
I'm Mary Beth Seawald of News 4, here with Mayor Cashel and Mayor Martini, asking you to think local.
Think of our financial decisions and their impact on local jobs.
Think of ways to grow our local economy.
Think local means buying local.
And contracting for local goods and services.
Think about hiring local.
And when it comes to dining and entertainment, think local.
And how about local nonprofits?
Think about our community. Together we can thrive.
Think local for a better Nevada.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Helen Foley is here, partnered with Fess Foley Warren, and Susan Fisher, who is Executive Vice President of Government Relations and Marketing for Valley Electric Association. So this is the perfect time to talk to you about where we are with renewables. It seems like the perfect storm where things were gaining for renewables, certainly in the Silver State, but now with shale oil going to potentially make us a net exporter of oil, natural gas dropping through the floor, the abundance of coal. Where do you think we are with renewables and what it means for the state?
It has certainly been, those factors have all been an impact on the industry, and I think we've seen some slowing a little bit of the developers that are looking to come in to do renewables here. There's still a lot of interest. There are projects that are in the works that were too far down the road to unwind. Some that have gone belly up probably should have, but there's still going to be a lot more. And with some of the things that are going on, my company, for instance, has just joined the California Independent System Operators, the CAISO, which is the balancing authority for all of the energy market in California, and that makes us a California utility as well as a Nevada utility. So it makes it a lot easier to do imports into California.
Do you have transmission lines to be able to do that yet?
We're working on those now.
Okay.
Yep.
Just driving here to the studio today and looking at the price of gas the week after the 4th of July weekend, it looks like gas prices have dropped about 80 cents. Whatever happened to $5 gas that was heralded just a couple of months ago?
Oh, isn't it wonderful?
Yes.
It slows everything down in this valley when those prices go up. People in Southern California that just want a quick three-day weekend rethink the issue when the gas is so high. But it's very good news. But then again, with the renewables, it takes a while for all of this to come online. I'm very proud of the activity out in Boulder City that has occurred with solar. And we'll see a lot more of that. And certainly the area where Susan is, out in rural Nevada, there's great potential and opportunity. But it's not going to happen overnight.
I was going to say, but the problem is the cost factor. You know, there's great potential for the technology, but if the cost factor is such that it's so much cheaper to do it another way, is that really fair on the ratepayers?
It sure does, but the price of oil has always been subsidized. You know, you need to have some government incentives. You need to really make it an emphasis and a priority.
And you need to look at the whole cost also, where a natural gas certainly is a tremendous resource, and it's underutilized in the U.S., I think. We need more fueling stations. We need more cars converted. It has every bit the amount of power. And it's certainly a lot cheaper.
You know, it really helps our national security when we don't have to rely on the Middle East for our
countries
energy
that hate us. Yeah.
Well, I'm not so sure I buy into the line of countries that hate us as much as I do the fact that we're going to end up being a net exporter of oil. You know, I mean, how long after the election do you think it's going to be before the Keystone Pipeline from Canada is going to be approved? What, 8 minutes?
I think it will. The president just wanted to make sure that environmental guidelines were met. And
those boats were secured.
Well, you know, I hope that it does happen. We need to have our own reliance.
Well, and the number of thousands, tens of thousands of jobs that that'll create. I wanted to change topics here. We've got a couple of minutes left here. The governor was on the program a couple of weeks ago, and he was talking about the Medicaid expansion and the concern there of the cost for Nevada. Senator Reid said Nevada would be foolish not to expand Medicare.
I agree with him. The cost that we have for uncompensated care at all of the hospitals, so many people use the emergency rooms as their method of treatment. And we all end up paying for that. And so if people are on Medicare, and they will be paid 100% for quite a while, and then it moves to 90% on a permanent basis, how could we not do that? Every year we see our Medicaid budget just escalating out of control. New people are always moving to Nevada, and so many of them are not insured.
But we also have a problem with people abusing the system as well.
Yes,
because there
we
are
do.
A lot of people who could go to a doctor, but they go to the emergency room as well, knowing that they're not going to get chased down to pay, that they have to be served when they're there. And it is horribly expensive. What we fail at horribly is really treating the real problems. We have so many people who have the codependencies and alcohol and substance abuse or mental health issues and or alcohol and substance abuse, and we're not doing a good enough job of getting them picked up, giving them a hand, getting them off the street, getting them monitored to make sure they take their medication, make sure they have their counseling, and we're stepping over a dollar to save a nickel. Right.
Susan, so many of those people are homeless, and they don't need to be.
Yeah. Speaker Buckley was on the program saying exactly the same thing a couple of days ago, so I couldn't agree with you more. Clark County sued the state of Nevada for more than $100 million. Where do you think this is going to go? We only have about 30 seconds, but where do you think this is going
to
go?
That also happens to be a Buckley issue. If the people of Southern Nevada vote for taxes for their county, it's theirs. It's not the state of Nevada's. The state of Nevada needs to get responsible and raise their own funds. They always just want to pass the buck and grab from others. It shouldn't happen, and I congratulate the county for doing that.
And, you know, bottom line is, we've got about 10 seconds left, is that if Clark County wins, then every other county is going to go for it, too.
Yep, you betcha.
And that's where we've got to leave it. Ladies, thank you so much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
It wasn't supposed to be this way. Over 3 years with crushing unemployment, American manufacturing shrinking again. President Obama's plan, spend more. He's added $4 billion in debt every day. The economy's slowing, but our debt keeps growing. Tell him for real job growth, cut the debt. Support the New Majority Agenda at newmajorityagenda.org.
Crazy money at Atlantis, Reno's only casino-wide progressive. Quicker hits, more winners. Now that's crazy.
Effective immediately. Internet is forced to liquidate their $15 million inventory or face serious penalties. Over 200 vehicles must be sold. All offers considered regardless of profit or loss. Bankers are on site for immediate delivery with rates as low as 1.45%. All credit applications will be accepted. Vehicles start as low as $999 and zero money down delivers with no payments till November. You can even receive $4,000 for your trade, push, pull, or drag. It's the Clear the Lot Reduction Sale at Internet Autorizing and Sales.
Watch the excitement in person as athletes and celebrities duel it out in beautiful Lake Tahoe with Aaron Rodgers, Michael Jordan, Charles Barkley, and more. Come see the stars at the American Century Championship. For tickets, go to TahoeSouth.com.
News 4 is a proud partner of the American Century Championship at Edgewood. Tickets are on sale now, so come join the fun July 17th through the 22nd or watch the weekend action only on News 4.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, we'll be traveling in Eastern Europe with Allison Galvin. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.